I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. We're seeing more fire and rain and hurricane. At the same time, we're seeing a breakdown in the ability to deal with disasters. Now the head of FEMA's Urban Search and Rescue Unit has quit, resigned, telling colleagues the Trump administration is creating chaos. Trump has been criticized for the tactic of creating chaos to gain more control politically. But in these cases, these are real people in need of real help. The Urban Search and Rescue Director, Ken Begurek, is responding to trying to manage the floods in Texas. He says the obstacles Trump is building make it impossible to respond quickly. Now the Trump administration is saying that it needs new policies that require purchases of more than $100,000 to be personally approved by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. It says it has to control costs, but FEMA says operations can quickly add up to millions and even billions. Furthermore, some agents said in Texas FEMA was slow to deploy in their search and rescue operations. They say that could have contributed to loss of life. The DHS says there are no delays in deployments, and Noem says politics are being played here. The New York Times has reported that the new policy left FEMA call centers understaffed for 5 days following the July 4th floods. It reports thousands of calls went unanswered. Noem dismisses that as fake news. Whatever the case, doesn't it make sense to protect and serve U.S. citizens in their time of dire need and despair? To maybe keep services available while agencies are torn apart and then presumably rebuilt? Chaos for chaos' sake? Does that make sense?